Hi everybody, how's it going? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to another episode of Blockchain and Beyond. As always, I'm your host Farzan. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Lightning Network. And that's because I think the Lightning Network is such an important part of the Bitcoin network's development and future, and actually solves a lot of problems that we currently face. So I might as well just start it from the top. So the Lightning Network is a second layer added to Bitcoin's blockchain that allows for off-chain transactions. And within the Lightning Network, you can create channels. And a channel is a two-party transaction method in which parties can make or receive payments with each other. And this layer 2 solution enhances the scalability of the blockchain by managing all of these transactions outside of the blockchain while still benefiting from the blockchain's decentralized and secure nature. So the context for this is to do with scalability. So a product needs to be scalable before it can, you know, see additional adoption. And it is one of the limitations of Bitcoin and some cryptocurrencies in general. So if a blockchain has been properly scaled, it can handle many more transactions than it possibly can. Theoretical limits are up to millions of transactions per second. And in this context, the Lightning Network charges very low fees. That means more people will be able to use it, which can increase the number of transactions per second. And it allows for more use cases such as micropayments, which can solve one of the problems that has been proposed, which is, can you buy coffee with crypto? And this is because the Lightning Network can speed up processing time and actually reduce the end user's costs of transactions when using Bitcoin. So Bitcoin's Lightning Network was actually proposed in 2015 by two individuals, Thaddeus Dreiger and Joseph Poon, in a paper titled The Bitcoin Lightning Network. And in this paper, it describes an off-chain protocol made up of payment channels. And within these payment channels, two untrusted parties can actually transfer value or assets without congesting the rest of the network. For example, the paper mentions that Visa in the holiday season of 2013 peaked at 47,000 transactions per second. So for Bitcoin to come anywhere close to Visa's transactions per second, it would have to manage 8 gigabytes worth of transactions per block, which is nowhere near the capabilities of the current blockchain. And for reference, each block in Bitcoin is currently only 1 megabyte, which means there would have to be an immense amount of scale, which comes with its host of other problems which actually prevent it from happening. So as a result, these Lightning Network payment channels were made to address Bitcoin's lack of scalability, as the channels allow for various and smaller transactions to exist without congesting the rest of the network. But how does the Lightning Network work? So the protocol enables the creation of peer-to-peer payment channels between two parties, for example, between a customer and a coffee shop, which is an example we'll go into more detail. And once this channel has been created, it allows them to send an unlimited amount of transactions that are instant as well as inexpensive. And this effectively acts as a ledger of each transaction between the two parties, and can allow users to pay for smaller amounts of goods and services, such as coffee or snacks, without impacting the Bitcoin network. So to actually create these payment channels, the payer must first lock a certain amount of Bitcoin into the Lightning Network. And once this Bitcoin is locked in, the recipient can actually invoice amounts of it as they seem fit. So for example, if I was to lock in half a Bitcoin, I can make effectively up to half a Bitcoin's worth of transactions. And from my understanding, this is all in terms of net values. So if I was to deposit half a Bitcoin and I was to use 0.1 of a Bitcoin and then receive 0.1 of a Bitcoin, my capacity would still be 0.5 Bitcoin that I'm able to actually send and transact with. And I can actually add more Bitcoin to this quite easily without actually closing or modifying my channels. Eventually, when these two parties decide to finish all of their transactions, they can close the channel. And the process for that is all of the channel's information is consolidated into a single transaction, which is then sent to the Bitcoin mainnet for actual recording on the blockchain. And this consolidation ensures that If there are hundreds or even thousands of small transactions, they do not spam the network all at once. Rather, they are coagulated into a single transaction, which actually takes less time and effort for these nodes to validate. So without these payment channels, all of these small transactions would actually congest the network far more and actually block other transactions from being carried out. So for example, say you have a coffee shop which you go to every day to buy some coffee and you want to pay in Bitcoin. You can actually choose to make a small transaction for each coffee. But due to Bitcoin scalability issues, the transactions can take up to an hour to validate. And you'll also have to pay high network fees even though you're making a small transaction. With the Lightning Network, you can open up a payment channel with the coffee shop and each coffee purchase is recorded within that channel and the shop still gets paid. The transaction is cheap and pretty much free for you to use as well as almost instant. And then when the Bitcoin that started the channel is spent, you can actually choose to close the channel or to add more Bitcoin to it. And when this channel is closed, all of the transactions will be recorded onto the Bitcoin blockchain. So obviously we can now talk about some of the pros of the Lightning Network, which have already been mentioned. But the main ones that are the transactions are faster and cheaper, and you can enable micropayments in a way that wasn't possible before without congesting the network. The other benefit is that the Lightning Network is actually just straight up connected to the Bitcoin blockchain, as it is a layer 2 solution, meaning it actually benefits from all of the security features of the Bitcoin mainnet and can actually extend and build upon these by implementing smart contracts, which is something which is not inherent to Bitcoin and can enable a lot of functionality. And the Lightning Network actually has a lot more capacity to grow in the sense that because it is a smart contract platform of sorts, it can actually be used to enable atomic swaps or swaps in general, which is switching from one cryptocurrency to another using the Lightning Network. And this would actually be a game changer for Bitcoin and the Bitcoin blockchain, as it will allow a lot more functionality and effectively mean more people can use it as a single unified platform. That all being said, there's actually one major downside to the Lightning Network. You actually have to use a wallet that is compatible with the Lightning Network to actually take advantage of it. So there are a number of wallets which are available, but it's not the same as using a normal Bitcoin wallet. So the idea is eventually all wallet providers will implement the Lightning Network, meaning that all users can send these fast, instant transactions without having to wait a long time for it to be verified. And across the world, we're seeing more and more adoption of the Lightning Network. So the first and probably obvious example would be El Salvador. So their wallet system is being used by many millions of people across the country, and this all implements the Lightning Network. So anyone can pay for goods and services in El Salvador. There's tons of videos about people buying from Starbucks and McDonald's using the Lightning Network in a way which is pretty much instant, and on the receipts they show that they hardly pay anything in terms of fees. So that's a very strong use case of where the Lightning Network is actually proving to be a payment system, and that actually convinces a lot of countries to look into Bitcoin as another method of payment. And recently during the Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami, Jack Maulers, who is the CEO of Strike, actually announced a large partnership with the Lightning Network and the e-commerce platform Shopify. And what this means is that people would be able to pay for goods and services on Shopify using Bitcoin's Lightning Network. So I, as a consumer, would pay using Bitcoin and the end receiver would actually receive it in dollars. So it would use a Strike as a payment gateway to help facilitate this transaction. This means anyone can choose to use whichever payment they like. They can still use their credit cards if they want, but they can still also use their Bitcoin if they really wanted to. And this also solves another problem where companies who accept Bitcoin may not necessarily want to hold Bitcoin. So everyone has the freedom of choice to use whichever payment system they want, and the end vendors actually also have freedom to receive it in dollars if they wish. However, I'm sure they can also receive their payment in Bitcoin if that is another option for them. And this is something we may see happen with a lot of companies. As we know, Tesla already hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet. They may choose to actually maintain this, or they may start to use Strike to actually convert their Bitcoin directly into dollars. Jack Mullers also mentioned that he's working closely with policymakers to ensure that they have the right to build freely in this country, or in America rather, and to help protect the ability to innovate, especially using these technologies, which can help better the world and create a system that everyone is able to use equally. And yeah, that covers everything I wanted to. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So yeah, the Lightning Network is quite such a important piece of Bitcoin's technology, and it's probably one of the things that will help take Bitcoin a step further. And yeah, as always, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you do have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on any of my social media. It would be great to hear from you. But until next time, goodbye.